33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Fans of Texas music know the name of longtime recording artist Sarah Hickman. She served as Texas State Musician. Her term was right there between those of Lyle Lovett and Willie Nelson. Well, now Sarah has a new release that's a salute to Texas music. Only this one, however, is not in the medium for which she is most associated, which is to say it's not a musical recording. Sarah, it's a coloring book?
It sure is.
What a surprise.
Yeah. You know, it took me 2 years, and it's called An Eclectic Array of Texas Musicians, because, of course, I couldn't get everyone from Texas in there. So this is volume one.
Volume one. So why a coloring book? What was the inspiration?
Well, I retired from music 3 years ago, and I was
retired
looking
retired
for
from music. There's no such thing.
In my case, yes, there is.
Okay,
but,
all right.
I was thinking, what else can I do? And I grew up with two artists for parents, mm-hmm. and I wanted to return to my visual roots. And I was in Book People, and I was looking at coloring books. And there was one on David Bowie and one on Prince. And I thought, where's the one on Texas musicians? And then I went, ding, 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 ding. And so here it is. It took me, like I said, 2 years to do it.
2 years. It's the drawing is just amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, really nice. And I love the, it's not exclusively a coloring book, we should point out. There's some activities involved, too. And you have this, I love this Texas Troubadours chart that you've put together, which is sort of like an education unto itself.
Yeah, I wanted this to be a book that people could sit around with family and friends, put their phones away, and just be zen and immerse themselves in the wonder of Texas music. There's such a rich culture here. And as I was studying each of these musicians, I was listening to their music, which mm-hmm. was really fantastic. And I decided I wanted to do crossword puzzles and word searches. So I was sharing the information and history of each artist, but in a fun way. And you can also color those pages too.
You got Buddy Holly, Erykah Badu, Selena is here. You've got Rocky Erickson, ZZ Top, of course, Bun B, Chingo Bling. Flatlanders, George Jones, Beyonce, mm-hmm. Arizona Drakes. That was cool. How did you come up with your list of who you're going to do?
Well, that's a really good question, because I went on Facebook and I said, hey, who's your favorite Texas musician? And that was my first mistake, because I got 90,000 responses and I was like, oh dear. So then I thought, well, I'll make a genre sheet. So I did everything from punk rock to bluegrass to gospel, which is where Arizona Drains comes in. Mm-hmm. And I wanted it to be not just popular people, like Kelly Clarkson didn't make this one. She's going to be the next one. I wanted it to be an overall look of what Texas music has. So I
yeah,
just...
I mean, like Janis Joplin, for example. A lot of people know Janis Joplin yeah. is from Port Arthur, Texas. Yeah. A lot don't, though. A surprising number don't.
Well, and some people I paired up. So it's Carol in Wonderland
yeah, that's,
with
that
Janis
cool
Joplin
pairing,
because
yeah.
I feel like they have some similarities. They're different. But they both have that kind of wild child soulfulness, just total rockin' goddess.
You said that you had retired from music. Can I ask you a little bit about that? Because it seems like this coloring book is an extension of your work as the kind of state ambassador for Texas music. But you say you retired from music. What does that mean?
It's a complicated answer, that answer. I kind of got to the point where it's like the people that love me and have supported me and come to my shows, it's so joyful. And I'm a Texas State musician, and yet most people don't know who I am. Now, that's not to say, you know, that's an ego thing, but it's more of a work thing. I've poured a lot of love and work and time and money independently, as well as on major and minor labels, into these recordings. So none of my children are getting any access. People aren't hearing it. So I kind of decided it was time to move out of the way. And, you know, and this is a generation of people that don't want to pay for music. And I understand that's what they've been spoon-fed. That's what they expect. But it really hurts us. In fact, in the front of the coloring book, the very first thing I wrote was, music doesn't come from somewhere, it comes from someone. So please support music creators by paying for their music and attending live shows. And the other thing I will say is, one of the things I love about making music and I love about making art is it's the possibility for me to share income and tithe. Mm-hmm. So for example, this coloring book is going to benefit Sanford Community Center in Palacios, which was the original Palacios Colored School.
Wow.
And from 1928 to 1964. Mm-hmm. And I'm the volunteer executive director there. And so the money we raise is helping to not only renovate the building, but to put on special programs for the community and save the park. And So that's happening too.
Spectacular. It's a fun, even if you don't color, it's a fun read. An eclectic array of Texas musicians coloring book, volume one, hand-drawn and composed by Sarah Hickman. She is the former state artist, state musician of Texas. Good to see you again, Sarah, and congratulations on the new release.
Thank you, David.